This is KCUR 89.3. Shakespeare's comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream, explores the mishaps of two mortal couples and the king and the queen of the fairies. A line from the play gives a short summary. The course of true love never did run smooth. The challenge for the Kansas City Ballet is telling the story without words, through music and movement. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Dancer Joshua Bodden leaps and turns and makes an impish face. Bodden joined Kansas City Ballet 2 years ago, and in A Midsummer Night's Dream, he plays the mischievous Puck, who tries to follow the orders of Oberon, the king of the fairies, with a few complications. Music director Ramona Pansagraw plays the piano during the rehearsal in stops and starts.
Well, I think there is a misnomer about ballet music, that it is terrible waltzes played by a pianist with a bun stuck in the corner all day long, and that's not what ballet music is.
Pansagraw says ballet music includes major works written for dance.
Things like Firebird, things like Rite of Spring. And of course, we have the beautiful major ballets written by Tchaikovsky, the Sleeping Beauty, Nutcracker, Swan Lake. And those are staples of the concert repertoire.
This marks Pansagraw's fourth production of Midsummer. Her first, the premiere by choreographer Bruce Wells 30 years ago at Boston Ballet. Pansagraw was there, and so was Devin Carney.
30 years, right, since the ballet was first done, and I thought there must be some picture somewhere in some box in the basement, and, you know, I was just digging through.
Carney is now artistic director at Kansas City Ballet, but in 1986, he was a principal dancer at Boston Ballet, where he originated the role of Oberon.
In order to tell the story, everybody needs to do their part. There's a lot of opportunity for that because of Bruce's way of interpreting the story. He does a really good job of bringing the story down to its essence, because there's a lot that's going on in this play.
Choreographer Bruce Wells has condensed some of Shakespeare's complicated subplots, and the ballet focuses on the fairy king and queen, Oberon and Titania, magical potions, and mistaken identities.
So you need individuals who can really reach into becoming three-dimensional characters on stage, take on the role, live within the role, and then trust the choreography.
And the music. Felix Mendelssohn wrote the overture at the age of 17. Ramona Pansagraw says the music describes what's happening in the story.
And I read that he wrote it when he was sitting in his family garden one evening, and he heard an evening breeze rustle the leaves in the garden, and those are the first fairy chords. I just sort of love that image. Of course, he has scampering of feet of tiny little fairies. He has the braying of the donkey bottom that's in the story. It's written in classical form. It's truly a wonderful piece of music to this day.
Mendelssohn also wrote the incidental music with two choral works that Devin Carney describes as ethereal, light and airy. This production for Carney is bittersweet as he watches other dancers in a role he once performed, but he says he's always wanted to pass it on.
That was always my intent, was this is too fun to not give it, just give it over to someone else. And that's what I love about directing the company, is that it's now my chance to really give the gift of dance, the art form of dance, and the sheer joy of dance to a new generation. So for me, that's quite fulfilling.
Carney says he's looking forward to experiencing the magic, this time from the audience. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
The Kansas City Ballet presents A Midsummer Night's Dream through October 16th. For a photo slideshow and more arts and culture stories, check our website at kcur.org/arts.